Refugees not welcome here, UK left melts down over Farage plan for deportation centres in green areas. By Kurt Zindelka on May 6, 2026. The political left has reacted with abject horror over the proposed plan from Nigel Farage's Reform UK party to locate deportation centres in areas of the country that support the open borders, neatly exposing luxury beliefs and open borders hypocrisy as he goes. While leftists have long maintained that refugees are welcome here, it appears that they did not actually mean where they personally live. Following an announcement from Reform UK's Shadow Home Secretary, Zia Yusuf, of plans to locate deportation centres in places where voters most support open borders, prominent left-wing politicians appear to suggest that such a plan would serve as a punishment, rather than diversity being a strength as long claimed. The Green Party has denounced the plans as being abhorrent, unserious, and reminiscent of openly racist campaign tactics allegedly employed by a Conservative candidate during the 1964 election, in which the slogan was heard, "If you want a NR for a neighbour, vote Labour." Meanwhile, the co-leader of the Scottish Greens, Ross Grier, accused Reform of openly threatening voters with the planned scheme. London Mayor Sadiq Khan, a chief promoter of multiculturalism in Britain, also objected, writing on X, "Reform is proving today just how despicable they truly are. Do not allow them to gain an inch in your community. Do not allow them to drag our country towards division and fear." Former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who has long advocated for unlimited migration, said, "Reform want to round up migrants and detain them indefinitely in areas that don't vote for them." Yet for most of our media, it's those marching for Palestine who are creating hatred and fear. These disgusting plans are an affront to democracy and must be fiercely opposed. The chairwoman of the Labour Party, Anna Turley MP, described Reform's plan as grotesque, telling the leftist Byline Times that it reveals Reform's contempt for all voters, including their own. "Threatening to punish places where people don't vote your way is a betrayal of basic democratic principles. Nigel Farage has sunk to a new low. He is clearly more interested in stoking division and anger than in serving the whole country," she said. Reform Zia Yusuf has said that the planned deportation centres will be capable of holding up to 24,000 illegals at a time while they await their removal from the country. He has argued that they will be necessary to carry out the party's planned campaign of deporting all illegal migrants in Britain, which is estimated to be upwards of 1 million people. "It is unclear how locating such a centre in a local area would serve as a punishment. However, as the plan also stipulates that detained migrants would not be free to roam the streets of the surrounding area, as they are currently under the hotel scheme which currently houses around 30,000 migrants in communities across the country." Mr. Yusuf said that the Green Party should be delighted with the prospect of being able to accommodate more migrants in their areas, given that the party had previously backed the idea of complete open borders and the elimination of illegal migration as a crime. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X. Follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.